Jason read that verse, from Psalm 18, verse 35. And it says, at the end of that verse, it says, your gentleness is, makes me great. And it made me think, this isn't what I was reading this week, but I was reading from 1 Thessalonians. I was reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and I read the first verse. I was wanting to get to a verse below, but I read the first verse, and Paul says there, he says, I urge you by the meekness and the gentleness of Christ. And I couldn't get past that verse. I was planning on reading further down, but just when the thought of Paul saying, you know, the meekness and the gentleness of Christ, and it was really caused me to think, and it led me to this passage in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, where Paul, I think in the next two chapters, he talks about how he dealt with the Thessalonians and how his love for them. And I've been reading this for the last few days, and it's been really challenging for me as I think about the way that I think most of all, I think about the love that I have for the brothers, that love that I have for you, and the love that I have for my coworkers and the people that I deal with. And I just think, do I have the meekness and the gentleness of Christ? Do I have the love? As Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, he says in verse 7, he says, but we proved gentle among you as a nursing mother tenderly cares for her own children, having so fond an affection for you. We were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become very dear to us. And then he says later, well, continuing on, he says, for you recall, brethren, our labor and hardship, how working night and day, so as not to be a burden to any of you, we proclaim to you the gospel of God. You are witnesses, and so is God, how devoutly and uprightly and blamelessly we behave towards you believers, just as you know how we were exhorting and encouraging and imploring each one of you as a father would his own children, so that you would walk in a manner worthy of the God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. And I was just really challenged in thinking about the way that Paul talks about how he dealt with these people. He gave them everything. He gave them his life. He worked for them so that he wouldn't be a burden to them. And it says that he had an affection for them, the way he uses both the example, the way that a father would for a child and the way a mother would for a child. This is the love that he had for the Thessalonians, and he was willing to give his life for them. And I think about that. I think, you know, it says that by this all men will know you are my disciples by the love that you have for one another. And I know that my love is not there. And as I think about it more, I think of the passage that says, I think it is a reflection of my own walk with the Lord in terms of where I'm at with the Lord. Because as Randy shared recently about from 1 John chapter 2, he says, do not love the world, nor the things in the world. For anyone who loves the world, he says, the love of the Father is not in him. And this is the love that Paul is speaking of. This is the love I'm speaking of, is having the love of the Father for his children. Because by this that we know that we've come to know him, if we have love for the brethren. And so as I begin to look at it, I think the Lord is using it as a guide for me. Because Paul says too, to the Corinthians, he says, test yourselves to see if you're in the faith. So how do we test ourselves to see if we're in the faith? I think by our fruit. I think that's the best evidence we have. And it says the fruit of the Spirit is love, and then joy and peace and patience and these things. But this, for me, I can use this as a guide to see how I'm doing in my walk with the Lord. And I think the Lord was trying to speak to me this week on this. At first, it was just thinking about the meekness and the gentleness of Christ. Do I have that? Jesus says, he cries out to them in Matthew chapter 11. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, for I am humble and gentle, I think, of heart. Probably different in different translations, but he speaks of his gentleness. And I think of the way that I deal with you as brothers and sisters. I think of the way that I deal with my staff or people at work. And I have been convicted this week, knowing that I have so much more that the Lord can do in my life to cause me to have the character of Christ. And I have to look at it and simply say, I think it's a reflection of the love that I have for the Father, because, and probably the love that I have for the world, and the same token too, right? If I'm honest and say, well, why don't I have more love for the Father, and out of that love for the Father will flow the love for the brethren, and it probably is a reflection of how much I love this world. And just a continual reminder that we need to be crucified to this world, and for the world to be crucified to us. And I speak this for myself, as even just today and tonight, meditating on what I might be able to share. Thinking about it, I think the Lord's helping me to get a little more clarity on what He's been trying to show me this week about myself. And I desire very much to have this love that Paul had, to have that Father's heart for my brothers and sisters, and for those that are coming to the Lord. We have not seen many come to the Lord. And Jesus says it's not because the fields aren't white for harvest. So the problem is with the laborers. And so then I have to look at it and say, the problem is with me. And I don't have, not allowed the Lord to deal with me and produce His character in me to the point where I could be used in that way. Or I don't have the love that I'm willing to lay my life down. I'm too focused and concerned about myself and all my own interests. And I would have to say it's probably both. And I don't desire that. I desire to grow and mature, and I desire to be used to the Lord. And I know that He has to continue to purge me of the love for the things of this world, that I would have more love for Him and more love for the brethren and be more useful in that way. And if you read in chapter 3, it just tore Paul apart to not know how the Thessalonians were doing. And it said they were going through trials and he was going through trials, and he couldn't take it anymore. You had to know how they were doing. And so he sent Timothy to them to find out how they were doing. And it says in verse 6, "But now that Timothy has come to us from you and has brought us good news of your faith and love, and that you always think kindly of us, longing to see us just as we long to see you. For this reason, brothers, in all our distress and affliction, we were comforted about you through your faith. For now we live if you stand firm in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God for you in return for all the joy with which we rejoice before our God on your account, as we night and day keep praying most earnestly that we may see your face and may complete what is lacking in your faith." And just the way you can sense the Father's love for a child, and you just had to know, are they standing firm in the faith, and do they have the same love for me that I have for them? And I want to have that in my own walk with the Lord, for you guys, that we would have that same love for one another and that same concern for how each of us is doing in our walk with the Lord. And then that others might come to the Lord, and we would have that same concern for them and how they're doing in their walk with the Lord, that it would tear us apart to even think that they may have strayed from the faith. And again, I'm not there. I have to be honest. I read it and I'm just so convicted by it that I know that I'm not here. And it's just a reflection on me. And how the Lord has been trying to manifest that to me, of my lack of love for the brethren and for Him. And so I thank Him for that, because I know that He's able to change and He's mighty to save. And I want to be further clothed, and that we could have that love for one another. And perhaps you do, and praise God if you do. If you don't, let it be a challenge to you as well as it is to me, as I read this and have to question myself. Am I at this place? And Paul says, I mean, just to take it to the very end, and we know this passage, but this passage came to mind as I was thinking about these things, where Paul says to the Romans, he says that I would be willing that I would be separated from Christ, that they would come to know Jesus. I think that kind of is the ultimate. And I just that it would be a challenge. It is a challenge to me, that it might be a challenge to you, and to test ourselves to see how we're doing in our walk with the Lord, and to make that let that test be where's my love at for the brothers and the brethren, and my longing to see people saved, to see perhaps my family reconciled to the Lord, to see my coworkers reconciled to the Lord. How do I deal with, Do I deal with people with the meekness and the gentleness of Christ? And that I lack. But he's able. I don't want to say it and just be discouraged, but I just have to be honest at the same time too. I lack, even in the way that I deal with my coworkers. Oh, I had such an incident this week. It just tore me apart after. I was just so discouraged with how I saw I handled the situation. I got some tough news from a client about one of our staff, and this guy's older than I am, and I just went home and I talked to Joel about it. The way that I had to deliver this message, I didn't do it right. I could have done it with more gentleness and more meekness. I just need to be changed. And I'm so thankful that I serve a God that can change me. But that's my desire. And it's a reflection of what else can I say? It's a reflection of my walk with the Lord. I don't know what else to say, right? But it's a reflection of where I'm at with Jesus. When I look at my fruit, what else can I go by? Most is not by whether you guys like Sunday dinner. That's not it. Or, you know, how quickly I get the books done. It's not about those things. I want to have the love of Christ for you. I want to have the love of Christ for my coworkers, for my staff. And that they would see Jesus. That is the reflection. That's the test of how we're doing in our walk with the Lord. And I feel like I'm failing that test. Not having the love for you and for others that I ought to have. And I'm so convicted by that this week as the Lord has shown me the love that Paul had for these people and the lack of love that I have. My willingness to lay my life down for you as brothers or for my staff or whatever it may be, right? That I would be willing to do that. And that people would see Jesus. It wouldn't be a labor. It wouldn't be I got to do this because I know then I'm doing well with the Lord. But it would be the heart. It would come from the heart that we would be able to see, that people would see it and know that we have love. One for another, that we have love by this. They'll know that we're his disciples. And that we could see more added to our number. More added. Sean has been growing, and praise God, but that's, you know, years. No, it's been. I want to see people added, but at the same time, if you ask me honestly, do I want to give up my own life and my time to labor because I see what it takes to labor? There's a dying. There's a dying there that we would be willing to do that, though, because we have such a love and such a burden for lost souls and such a desire to see them reconciled. And it would tear us apart that when we see someone come to the Lord and then perhaps stray, that it would tear us apart the way that it tore Paul apart. It's an incredibly high calling, and only Jesus can do that in us. But it is us in the sense that it comes back to, as I already alluded and Randy shared recently, and I have been very challenged by this, of how much do I love this world or the things in this world? Because if we love this world and the things in this world, the love of the Father is not in us. We're totally distracted. And I know this. I know this not because it says it. I know it because I know it from my own heart. When my heart is elsewhere, I have no love for the brethren. And when my heart is for Jesus and I'm able to just crucify all those desires, I'm sure all of you have them. Thoughts come about the things that we need, the things we got to do, and all these desires that we have in our heart. It may be permissible, but if they take our eyes off Jesus, then we need to crucify them. And as we do that, I can testify to the love that comes in your heart for the brethren and the joy that comes. The fruit comes when we are willing to die, because it says that if we are crucified with him, we believe and we know. I think most of us know that when we're crucified with him, we live with him. That's where the life is. As we're willing to set aside our own desires. And that's where the joy is, in being able to share with people. And I'm thankful this week the Lord opened up doors as I prayed that the Lord would open doors. I had doors to share with people, and I was thankful for that. But I also pray, Lord, open doors with people that are hungry for the gospel too. Not just that we can share with somebody and they say, that's nice for you, but that we would have souls come across our paths that are hungry for Jesus and are at a place where they're willing to change and to give up their own lives. We better be willing to give up our lives too, because it's going to count It's a cost for them, but it's a cost for us. Those that are natural fathers know the cost it is to raise a natural child. It's only an example of the cost it is to raise a spiritual child. So I encourage you, it's not that we are then without hope. We have hope in Jesus Christ, and He is able to save. He's mighty to save and to change me and to give me that love for Him if I'm willing to be crucified with Him and crucified to this world and all my desires and passions and these things, that I would set them aside and have my eyes fixed on Him and allow Him to produce that love by His Spirit in me.